This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee.
Kickoff is fielded at the 3-yard line by Chris Henry. Oh, what a shot! The 22-yard line, a monster hit by Darrell Reed.
A monster hit. Those monster hits are the problem, supposedly. Congress is going to take a closer look at those monster hits and the possible concussions they cause among NFL players, how they may lead to brain damage. We're joined first by Dr. Ann McKee. She's Associate Professor of Neurology and Pathology and Director of Boston University's Center for the Study of Traumatic Encephalopathy. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
You has actually studied the brains of several former NFL players, and quickly, without confusing me, how do we know this is an injury to the brain that's caused by these hits they're taking on the football field?
The brains of all of these players have had a disease called chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is a disease characterized by this buildup of tau protein in the form of neurofibrillary tangles that actually form inside the nerve cells of the brain. This disorder is only seen after trauma. It's been seen in boxers since the 1950s, and now we're seeing it in professional football players.
The NFL very often is denying that there's a connection, and they're saying this could be caused by other things going on. In your mind, is there any doubt that for these football players, the brain damage is caused by their athletics?
I've been looking at brains for 23 years, looking at brains from individuals from all walks of life, individuals of all ages, people up to 115. I've never seen these changes in brains except individuals that have suffered repetitive head trauma.
Okay. Dr. Ann McKee is Associate Professor of Neurology and Pathology, Director of Boston University's Center for the Study of Traumatic Encephalopathy. We're now joined by Alan Schwartz. He's a New York Times reporter who's been covering this issue for a while. He joins us from Washington, D.C. Alan, these hearings in Congress are meant to address these injuries and possibly hold the NFL liable for the injuries to the players?
Oh, good grief, no. This isn't about liability. This is about getting the right facts about what roles football have played in the injuries that are being found in these players, including the post-mortem diagnoses of chronic traumatic encephalopathy that Dr. McKee and her colleagues have been at the forefront of, but also the levels of dementia and cognitive impairment and depression and substance abuse that also can be attributed to incipient stages of the disease that Dr. McKee has been finding. It's a question of what role did football play?
Right,
virtually every doctor who has studied the issue believes that football plays at least a significant, if not astronomical, role. The NFL claims there is no reliable evidence to suggest that football plays any role.
Right, this
is where the conflict lies.
But Alan, they've been trying to get boxing banned for 50 years because we see the same kind of injuries in 15% of boxers. If they're going to study this and say, yes, football causes this, what's the next step?
Well, that's not for me to say. That's for Congress. I mean, you get John Conyers on the phone. But I think that comparing football to boxing is a leap that we probably don't need to make right now. I think the only step that should be taken, it would seem to me, would be to get Dr. McKee and her colleagues and the other people who have been researching this issue to get their full day in front of hopefully a reasonable congressional panel, mm-hmm. who can then compare the statements made by them and whatever incentives they may have, compare those
right.
with the statements made by the NFL and their doctors,
okay.
and whatever incentives they may have.
Alan Schwartz is a New York Times reporter who's been covering this story.